this is at least phase two data that it might be worthy of studying in a phase three setting in head, neck, and lung as well.
So is that being discussed? Is that going to happen?
So the latest status, and most people around this table are familiar with the fact that there's a open phase three intergroup study led by RTOG looking at the radiation dose question, weekly carbotaxo 60 gray versus 74 gray. We submitted in conjunction with CLGB and North Central a proposed amendment to add the cetuximab question in a 2x2 design, and we got approval for that amendment late last week. So it will move ahead, 500 plus patients in a 2x2 design.
That's awesome. I think people are going to be a lot more interested in it now. It's really going to be a hot question.
Absolutely agree. And right now, on the dose question, right now there's 6 to 8 patients being enrolled a month, so we've got a lot of people through the radiation accreditation portion of the study, which was fairly rigorous. That amendment is now going to the central IRB of NCI, and hopefully will be active early fall.
And remind us of the exact difference in the two radiation therapy approaches.
All patients are required to undergo image-guided planning with three-dimensional conformal radiation, 2 gray to 60 gray in the standard arm, 2 gray to 74 gray in the investigational arm.